KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, at the beginning of every ABQ Connect, you hear me talk about Bosque Heating and Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration, and our good friend Carlos Griego. And I'll just reiterate that if you do have issues in plumbing or heating and cooling, restoration is like when your house floods, right, Carlos?
Yes, exactly.
And you need to pick it all up and get it back. And these guys do a great job of taking care of the whole thing for you. They also do your roof. You can give them a call at 444-7200. Carlos, you've been a good program, a friend of our program, because you support the ministry of KNKT. And we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
You having me on.
I get to sit in this chair because you're helping us. And I can't emphasize enough. And I know this. I've sent you over to my own parents, my family, and you've just done a great job. My daughter most recently, and you guys just really take care of us. So thank you for that, too.
We try to treat everybody like our own family, you know.
And you're going to do that for our listeners, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, every customer is treated just like they're part of our family.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Well, I need a car, Carlos, so I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
Let me talk to my accountant and see what we could do.
Hey, tell us about Bosque Heating and Cooling and how you guys came together.
Well, it was like most things at Bosque, things came together in a very unique way. I had no control over it. It just happened. I had left a job that I had worked for 15 years, worked for some good people, did some great things there, and just one day I woke up and decided that's not what I wanted to do anymore. And so I went ahead and put in my resignation and decided to leave and told them I was going to start my own company and just kind of do my own thing. And I had a mutual cousin between me and my wife, and I didn't even think about him. He just called me out of the blue one day, and he owned a couple businesses, and he said, hey, I heard you left the company you're working for. And I said, yeah. He said, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, I'm going to start a business. He's like, well, do you got a business plan? I was like, yeah, I got a little one. He said, well, why don't you bring it by the house? Let's take a look at it. And I was like, okay. So I went over. We looked at it. He said, great, when do you want to get started? And, you know, from that day forward, we kind of just started, and that's how we got into the restoration, the roofing, construction. That's his background. That side of the company is what he does. I do more of the mechanical, heating, cooling, plumbing, although I learned a ton of construction stuff throughout my years. Because we're tearing houses apart, you have to understand what load-bearing walls are, headers are inside of houses, where you could run piping, registers, et cetera, that kind of thing. So it all just kind of came together. And everything at Bosque, like I always say, is it's just very bizarre how things fall together the way they do.
Hope I'm not being condescending, but maybe our listeners need to understand that you don't just decide you're going to be a plumber. You've got a lot of training that you have to go through.
No, I've been doing this since 1999. I started doing rough-ins, top-outs, digging trenches for the guys running plumbing. I didn't end up in a service vehicle on my own until 2002. I didn't actually end up running my own service calls until 2002. And then from 2002 to about 2006, I was a trainer. I trained people, taught them how to do plumbing. I was the plumber for a long time. And then I ran service calls from probably somewhere around 2002 till about, I want to say 2014, roughly. I had built a crew of guys, and I was supervising probably anywhere between 5 and 10 guys at a time on different projects. And I would go from project to project. And then eventually I graduated into like a management role where I had a department of guys and they had people assigned to them. And then I managed and I would project, of course, revenue and costs and all those sorts of things. So it all takes time. This thing, you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to own a plumbing company. It's probably one of the hardest things to do next to ranching, because the costs are so high. Mm. Labor costs are extremely high in our industry. At Bosque, one of our biggest drivers is we want our people to live as good as customers and not have to work 70 hours a week for that.
Yeah.
And that's a very hard balance to maintain. Now, if you just go into business for the sake of going to business, you can make money that way.
But Carlos, I want to make a comment about that because you're really hiring professionals.
Right.
And whereas I have been charged for, say, 4 hours of work by other plumbing companies, you guys are getting things done in an hour.
Right.
So even though your rate might be different than other people, to me, you're saving money.
And our rate's extremely competitive. I mean, if you were to shop us, it's extremely competitive. But throughout the years from 1999 till 2018, I made a lot of friends in our industry. So when I say weird things happen at Bosque, weird things happen.
Yeah.
So all these people started calling me and asking me, are you hiring? Do you need anyone to come and work with you? And they had great jobs. And I said, I am, but I just started this company. I was like, I mean, we're busy now. The schedule's always full. I always have more than I could do, but I can't promise you a job. All I could do is promise you an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you take great care of these customers, I promise you'll get more, but I can't promise you anything. And so every person we hire, we tell them, I can't promise you a job. I could promise you an opportunity, but I can't promise you that this is going to be a lifelong job. But at the end of the day, isn't that any job?
Yeah, sure it is.
I mean, so we all have to look in the, it took a long time for me to realize that. And the name Bosque, we talked about this earlier. It came from the Bible. So we talked about this earlier. I lived most of my life dependent on men. And Jeremiah tells us that, you know, a fool is a person who puts his trust in man. So Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. But blessed is he that puts his trust in the Lord and whose faith is the Lord. For I will plant him as a tree along the riverbed, and his roots will spread into the deep water, and he will always produce fruit. He'll never know the heat nor the drought. Nothing will come amongst him, and he'll always produce fruit. What do you call trees planted next to a body of water?
The bosque.
That's the bosque. So that's how the name came to be. So when we stopped putting our faith in men and started putting faith in ourselves, it changed everything. Mm. And so for Christians, that's an easy thing to do because we're taught that throughout our lives. If you're not Christian, it's really hard to know that there may not be any calls on the schedule tomorrow, but God will provide somehow. The phone's going to ring. One call could change everything. One customer could change our lives tomorrow. And in our industry, that's what it is. It's just, you just have faith that you do the right things and the right things will come back.
Yeah. Amen. Bosque Heating and Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. Their service number is 444-7200. You hear me say that every day at the beginning of ABQ Connect and at the end. And we appreciate Carlos Griego being here in studio. We also are joined by Monica Griego. She works with us here at KNKT. Where are all these Griegos coming from?
You know, we were extinct for a while. I don't know. There's no relation between Monica and I, but I've noticed that a lot more Griegos are coming to be. We're becoming the new Bacas.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Monica, you've enjoyed working with Carlos. He's been a good sponsor on the program, as we've mentioned, but you've also used him in your own home.
Yes. You know, I love him as a client. As far as advertising, we have a great partnership. And the whole team there at Bosque. But they also have done a lot of work in my house and are going to continue. I actually just talked to Carlos a few days ago about doing some more work in my house, things that need to get done, things that are starting to come up that need to be replaced. And so we will be doing some more work, and I do count on Bosque doing all my work for me because I do enjoy everything that they do. I really trust them, and I know that they do a very good job. And, you know, they really are there to support me.
Well, they were able to repair some mm-hmm. pipes that broke in an upstairs
yes.
area, and you did have a flood. They repaired all of that. But
yes.
they didn't just repair the plumbing. They repaired everything.
Right, right. They remodeled. Actually, both bathrooms have been redone, and it's been a blessing because I've always wanted to, you know, do something but didn't know when I could ever get it done. And by God's grace and by His hand, the flood did happen, but he was able to allow Bosque to do some really beautiful work in both bathrooms and in my kitchen.
So I got to share with you, Carlos, you're going to love how I wrote down this question on our little list. I think you'll get a kick out of this. So I wrote down on the list, how often should people change their HVAC filters? But I want to tell you how the question came first. So I get this call from a customer or a listener after your last appearance on the show. And they said, does Bosque do, you know, HVAC maintenance?
Of course,
and
absolutely.
I knew the answer was yes, but I gave him your phone number and all of that. But then I just felt like led to say, what kind of maintenance do you need? Oh, well, we don't really know. So then I asked them, I said, have you changed your return air filter on that system for a while? And they just literally said to me, well, what's that? And I just promise you, cause I did this in my daughter's house. The filters get so nasty and you're breathing stuff that you shouldn't be breathing. Do most people not change those filters?
They don't. That's a very common service call that we go to. It's, I don't know why in New Mexico it's such a big thing, but in New Mexico, people don't maintenance their HVAC equipment nor their plumbing. And any other state you go to, like I have family up in Washington and I got family in North Carolina and they all have maintenance people that come in and maintenance their stuff, and it's normal to them, just like maintenance in your car is. And every home saves you a lot of money. Well, 90% of what we do is deferred maintenance. So when we show up to a repair, it's all things that could be prevented by just having a maintenance program. And we have maintenance programs. You can call and set one up over the phone. We'll come out twice a week for you. Twice a month or year for you. And do all the maintenance. And it's not just filters. It's going through the blower, making sure that the blower is clean, making sure that the electronics are clean inside of that thing, making sure you're testing the blower. There's things called capacitors, but there's a lot of things that need to be checked that preventively can be replaced or repaired before they break down on Christmas morning. Because I always say, well, if it's going to break down, it's going to break down on Christmas morning when you have a house full of guests, or on July 4th when you're having a barbecue and the house is full of people. But it always does. And we always get those calls where, like, I feel so bad that I would call, but it's like, that's why we're available. But all those things could be prevented. That's why it's called preventive maintenance.
I think some people, being New Mexican, and I'm a native, and I think you are, Monica.
I am.
Carlos, are you native?
I'm native.
Okay. So we all grew up with swamp coolers.
Yes.
And we all know that there's that little segment, during the summer, where we have a little bit of humidity and those swamp coolers don't work very well.
That's right.
But now, the heating and air conditioning units are combined, the refrigerated air, we call it central refrigerated air. And a lot of us think, oh, well, now that I have refrigerated air, I don't ever have to do anything. I don't have to take it down during the winter and drain the water out of it or any of that. But there is maintenance.
There's lots of maintenance that needs to be done, and you're talking more expensive equipment. So the equipment is probably about 3 to 4 times as much as a swamp cooler. So with $200 a year just to maintenance the equipment, that could save you a $2,000 repair. That's a big deal. And you know, you have a dirty coil outside. That thing's got to breathe. Someone's got to go out there and clean it, wash it, make sure that there's not cottonwood seed inside that thing. All those things are things that need to be done regularly. And people will run those things and run them and run them. And then what happens is, I don't want to get too technical, but the pressures get really high on the refrigerant because it's absorbing heat. It can't breathe. And then that system eventually fails. And then once it fails, it's a catastrophic failure, because it's not something that we could preventively do. Now we got to pull the whole system out, flush everything, get all the contaminants out of the system. So it's just like opening a person. You know, it's like, you know, you ever know somebody that got appendicitis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they burst?
Yeah.
Well, and how scary that is?
Yeah, very scary.
This is the same kind of thing. When you don't treat that thing immediately, if you don't get in there before it goes bad, you get all kinds of stuff that's not supposed to be there in there. We got to get it all out of there and clean it all out, get it all out and clean it all out. Otherwise, if we don't do the right job that time and it goes bad again, whose fault is that? That's our fault.
Yeah.
And so we have to make sure we do it right. So we can't wait till the last minute.
And this stuff is really not that complicated. You need somebody competent.
Correct.
To take care of it and to really have the tools to clean it correctly, because they don't make it easy to clean.
No, they don't make it easy to clean. They're really hard to take apart, some of the systems. And a lot of it is understanding what you're doing. Cause there are things that you could shock yourself. There's lots of things that could happen.
Well, by the way, the same engineers that manufacture cars that no human being can figure out how to access the spark plugs or anything else are the same ones that design heating and air conditioning equipment. It's all designed to, make sure that you have to have a professional fix it.
And they're not getting any less complex.
Yes.
They're just not. And the refrigerants aren't. Back a long time ago when I learned how to do refrigeration, it was very easy to set up an R22 refrigeration system. It had a ton of flexibility. You could be overcharged. You could have contaminants inside there. There's all kinds of different things that could happen. When we went to 410A, it changed our world because it had to be super clean. We had to purge it with nitrogen. We had to pull it into a vacuum. There was a lot more technical that went into that. And if you didn't do it right the first time, you had issues, or you had issues down the road. And so when we go into people's homes and they're looking to buy a new air conditioning system, it's like, well, make sure people are using these practices. We don't care who you use. Just make sure they're following these practices, because what we don't want to see is you call us in a year or 2 years when your compressor is bad because it was full of contaminants.
Yeah.
And so that's a real big thing, and people don't realize that. So you get these people that come in and they're you got to realize refrigeration is new to New Mexico. We just talked about that. Mm-hmm. In the past 10 years to 15 years, I haven't built a house in 10 or 15 years with a swamp cooler. Mm-hmm. So all the homes are coming with refrigeration. Well, you have to realize everyone that new refrigeration, it was a small population 15 or 20 years ago. That population has grown a little bit, and now you see companies coming in from out of town, from Phoenix and Tucson and all these places, planting technicians, but they're taking local people. They're just taking the company name, bringing it in here. Then they're taking local people that still don't know a whole lot about refrigeration. And then you get them in your home, and you know you could contaminate a system by just hooking a dirty set of gauges to it. Mm. So if I took a set of gauges that I used on my R22 system and put them on a 410A system, I just contaminated that system.
This is like COVID, Carlos. Exactly.
It's really, no, it's that big thing. A deal. So in our technicians, I mean, they carry these sets of gauges. I mean, they're cheaper. There's cheaper sets, but their average set of gauges are around $400 or $500. Mm-hmm. And they have a set for every kind of refrigerant because they don't want to cross-contaminate refrigerants, because when you blend refrigerants, they're different oils and the oils don't play well together. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be very cautious of who you have come into your home. And what our technicians, what we teach them is the last thing you do is put a set of gauges on a system. That's the last thing you do. Not the first thing. That's the last thing you do. The first thing, they know what temperatures to check. They know how to check your deltas. They know how to check everything, because as soon as you put a set of gauges on a system, it's just like opening up somebody. You have the ability to contaminate something, or to cause an issue that wasn't there before. So the last thing you do is put refrigerant or gauges on a system.
We are in studio with Carlos Griego. He's the owner of Bosque Heating and Cooling. And Monica Griego, who's a salesperson here, part of our team at KNKT. We'll be back with both of the Griegos right after these messages. Stay with us.
The Great Mission features ministries making disciples for Christ. Many of these ministries are halfway around the world. Amigo Fiel is just down the road, south on I-25 in Juarez, Mexico. For more than 25 years, Carlos and Sylvia Garcia have provided a safe place for children to find food and assistance with homework after school. Amid COVID-19, Amigo Fiel continues. Here's Carlos.
Greeting from Amigo Fiel in Ciudad Juarez. We welcome the children. We're taking the necessary precautions to keep everything clean so that we prevent disease from being spread. We are experiencing a shortage of food, as his word says in Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
Support Amigo Fiel. Click the Great Mission banner at star88.fm or knkt.com.
The COVID-19 global pandemic has disrupted everyday life in some way for nearly everyone on the planet. Yet Samaritan's Purse continues to share the eternal hope of the gospel and to serve in Jesus' name. We are trusting God as we make plans to collect Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes, just as we always have, during National Collection Week in November. Another great option to share God's love is to build a shoebox online. It's a convenient and personal way to give shoebox gifts directly from home. Build one by choosing from an exciting list of gifts, then adding a letter and a photo. We'll pack it for you and send it off. We want boys and girls around the world to know that God loves them and He has not forgotten them during this time of fear and uncertainty. Every gift-filled shoebox is a tangible expression of God's love. Get the latest updates and build a shoebox online at SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. That's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
If you are out in the market today looking to refinance your home or possibly buy a new home, I hope you'll call Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage. You can call them at 836-5700. One of my favorite quotes that Ben left with us to share with you is that the decisions we make and the actions we take when nobody is watching but the Lord is the definition of integrity. And that's how Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage do things. We want to thank Ben for being a sponsor of ABQ Connect and the programming here on KNKT. Again, Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. And nobody cares more about your plumbing, heating, and cooling than Carlos Griego. Carlos, you're a generous man to be here and spend this time. I know you could be out, but you're a family man.
Absolutely.
You've got kids at home because of COVID, and you're dealing with all of this. Are you seeing extra stress on the faces of your customers as they're dealing with COVID and having things that they need you to repair in their homes?
It's everywhere we look. So you see a little extra stress with the customers, and you see it with the technicians, and you see it with the people working in the office, and the city, the people you talk to down there doing the inspections, and so it's spread. So we all have to have a little extra grace for everybody right now, because you could walk into someone's home and their air conditioner had an issue, has nothing to do with you, but that's on top of 10 other issues they had that day, plus they're trapped in their house all day long. And so stress levels are definitely higher,
yeah,
for sure.
Why do you think God allows trials and things, Carlos?
Why do I think that is? I think that it's all a time for us to learn. I mean, you think about correcting storms and perfecting storms in our lives, and I always would think about that. But you don't know if this is a correcting storm or a perfecting storm. And I look at COVID now with my kids at home, and maybe some people are stressed out with it. I've really enjoyed the time with my daughters. I mean, I've really taken time to, I mean, it takes me back to when I was young. I'm taking my kids outside to play with them because they're not going to school and running around and doing stuff that maybe I wouldn't be doing had we not been in this situation. And I think that everybody should take that time, that extra time with their family and do things, or that extra time, you know, we're shopping for elderly, you know, people in our family and going and buying groceries and doing things that we should be doing anyway. I mean, these are things that should be happening anyway. And we're giving to people who are less fortunate that maybe lost their jobs. That's stuff that we should be doing anyway. So maybe it's a reality check.
Yeah. I love what you said. We don't know if this is a correcting storm or a perfecting storm.
Mm-hmm. We don't. We really don't. And you just got to put your head down, hopefully in your Bible, and just really pray about what's going on and let God bring those things to face and just little by little make the little changes that He wants you to make in your life. And it's great how God works. He just gives you what you can handle. And you just take it and you just do the best you can with it.
I do want to say that, excuse me, you had said last week, because of some of the things that are going on in my life right now, you had reminded me that about my storm that happened last October with the pipes busting, that it was a correcting, but it was also a, you know, it showed me how God's hand was in it.
But good blessings came from that.
Good blessings came from it. And yes, we're going through that right now with COVID, and we're going through that, but there's going to be a lot of blessings in a lot of people's lives. And I know with, you just really showed me and encouraged me that I have to trust in God to, look at His blessings through all of this. So.
Carlos, how is Bosque Heating and Cooling a reflection of your faith?
It's in everything that we do. It's in our core values. It's in our mission to just leave things better than how we left or how we got there. It's in our purpose, and it's 100% faith-driven. You're talking to a guy who walked out of a six-figure job that he had for over 15 years, making more than most people make ever, and no plan, 100% in faith that. And again, I've brought this up in the past, you know, God closes a door, and when He closes, you just know it's closed. I don't know how to explain it. If you've never been through that spiritually, I don't know how to explain it to you, but you have to go through that. And I walked out, had not advertised, had not given my number to anybody. And I had 4 weeks of business booked from people knowing that I left my job and were asking me, hey, well, are you doing your own thing or do you want to come and work? I don't know where all that work came. I was just busy. I actually remember my first day driving and just looking at my schedule. My calendar was booked for an entire month, and I was driving my first day. I had my truck loaded with equipment to a job, and I literally had tears in my eyes because I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no clue what I was going to do, but I said, I'm just going to have faith and move forward. And so, I mean, everything is driven by faith. And at Bosque, that's the thing. It's hard for some people to get, but the ones that get it. And the ones that don't. Just like the people that come to this church, the ones that get it do.
You've never been opposed to hard work though, have you?
Never. That's part of the driver in life. I think you're blessed to be able to work hard. I think you're really blessed. I know a lot of people, and I can get into a lot of detail, but I know guys that I've been with that were in tears because they couldn't go work hard for their families, because they couldn't get out of their wheelchair, or they, you know, had something happen and they don't know why it happened, but it happened to them and they couldn't go work hard. I think it's a blessing to be able to get up and work hard. I think it's a blessing to be able to get out there and sweat. And my wife, she doesn't believe I work at all, just so you know. So she talks, you know, to me and my partner, and she's like, you guys are just so happy. And I was like, we'd be happy no matter what we're doing. We could be shoveling manure all day and we would make the best of it and just enjoy it. I think it's a matter of it's perspective and what you think about and what you focus on. If you focus on negative things, you do that everything's going to become negative. But if you focus on all the positive things, everything's going to become positive. Everything's going to become a blessing. It just depends on how you look at it.
Are there people, Carlos, that don't feel like they're entitled to have success?
I believe there is, 100%. But I think they are their own self-fulfilling prophecies. They don't believe that they should be successful, and they kind of become what they think.
You spend some time, though, making sure that people see themselves as God sees them.
It's been hard with COVID, but we still spend about 2 days a week with our people and the people we work with. I'm just like Monica. Anybody that we come in contact with, we share. Monica was in a bad place, and we're just like cops or the doctor. Sometimes we don't have good news for you, but our job is to make you feel good about what's happening right now and to comfort you and to walk you through it.
Yeah. Monica, no more things are allowed to break at your house.
Oh, I hope that's true.
Well, it's fascinating, though, because the old days of just calling the plumber, those are really past. You're a one-stop shop for pretty much any kind of construction that people need, aren't you?
We are. That wasn't the intention, but that's what it became. And we just have to go with it. I mean, we have to move forward with that.
Well, and you get to control everything because so many things are dependent. Like you can't, if something's been damaged by water, you can't come in and fix it until somebody kind of cleans up the wood and does that kind of stuff. And you didn't want to wait. You wanted to do it yourself, do a great job, and get it done.
Exactly. Exactly. And it just worked out great for us that way.
I love it. Carlos Griego, owner of Bosque Heating and Cooling. For service, call 444-7200. Thank you, my friend, for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.